filler, you know what I mean? And it creates like that sense of you know, satiating the actual hunger, but it doesn't really add much nutritional value.
Vitamin A, especially. D.
Calcium. Just talking about it, I feel like farting already. Like I'm fucking drinking now.
I love milk, man. The only thing that used to scare me though was like they said, you know, if you get too much calcium, you could develop like kidney stones. And I remember having one of those one time. That was the worst pain in the fucking world.
Oh damn! Knock on wood, I haven't had any of those.
Yeah, me either.
Kidneys are already polluted.
Unfortunately. All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to episode 29 of Breaking the Mold. This is the newest podcast.
Coming live, bro?
Yeah, of course. I got the whole confession,
bro. I'm talking about farting and milk and... Then you're like, oh, this is the newest podcast. Like, what kind of shit is that?
It's real, Dave. We're real.
Are you on your mobile that you can't see the little line?
I wasn't paying attention. Go ahead. Fucking asshole.
Welcome to episode 29 of Breaking the Mold, Dave's Gas Issues. We're the newest podcast coming at you here each and every single week on the realm. Collectors YouTube channel. If audio is your preferred platform, we got you covered. We are on iTunes and Google Play. Please remember to subscribe, leave a 5-star review, all that good shit, as I hear it really helps to show out. If you're watching on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. And there's also a live chat going on below. Go ahead, chop it up with the rest of the ROC fam. We're going to be shouting people out during the course of this podcast. All right, I'm Hurricane BX. Let's say what's up to the rest of the crew. First up, Energon Addict. How you doing, Pop?
I'm all right. Now that I know we're live, now I'm just good, man. Happy Tuesday.
Same to you, man.
I did not have a great weekend. You guys know this. I was very sick, very ill over the past week and a half, but I'm feeling a lot better yesterday and today. So looking forward to tonight, talking some toys and bots and shit. So,
Rubits.
Yeah. Right. All right. Next up, the analyzer, Brian Brink. How are you?
I'm good, man. I was not sick this weekend. It was a pretty good weekend. Sorry, Dave, to hear about your troubles.
Uh-huh.
It's still cool here. And I went to a one-year-old's birthday party.
Oh, that must have been fun.
I showed up 2.5 hours late on purpose. And when I got there, I was like, God damn it, there's still a lot of people here, you know. but now they all started leaving eventually, which was cool, so I could just hang out with the people my age and shoot the shit and stuff like that. But
Brian, we didn't know that you had a child.
You know, neither do I. I never find out. So anyway, steer clear of those if you have to go to those. Yeah, it's good. Man, sweet. Fucking awesome.
Thanks for sharing, man. That's right. All right, Big Dom, how are you tonight, man?
What's going on, guys? I'm still trying to get over those little cold that I got last week, so.
It's a cold in the summer. It gets a cold in the summer, Dom.
What's summer that? Colds are the worst. Summer colds.
I don't know. It's changing weather, I guess. But yeah, no, my weekend was good. I don't know what the hell I did. What did I do?
I did nothing.
Yeah,
that's good. When you do nothing sometimes.
I did something. No, I because we were planning going to the beach on Sunday, but it rained. I guess the storm carried through the morning hours, so it just didn't clear up until like 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon.
What,
so
what would you do at said beach? Just walk around and feed seagulls?
No. I'll go in the ocean. You know, I like going in the ocean.
Oh, yeah?
Getting caught in the riptide, going out, you know, just enjoying the sharks in the Jersey Shore, because there's plenty of them.
Yes, there is.
So,
is that as good when you're... No?
Yeah. I like, you know, I'm the type of guy that likes to take a nice chair, you know, a nice chair.
No, really? Down. You? Sit down.
Maybe.
Sitting down?
maybe an umbrella, you know, get under the shade. Nice dot, you know, with the nice Diet Pepsi in my hand, you know, typical, nice. You know, that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, get those dark sunglasses on. Keep your head on a swivel.
Of course, you know, you don't want your little your lady knowing that you're looking.
The trick is, I was always told, like, if you're walking with your lady and you're walking down the street and you see something coming, turn your head before the chick passes. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't look.
No,
like
no. You want to know my trick?
What's your
trick?
Like,
I'm always like, babe, look. Doesn't she have a big butt? You know, that way you both look in and she agrees with you, and then you're like, all right, cool. There you go. That's how you got to peep.
Hey, don't you have the same genes? No.
I'm going to have to try that. I'll probably get smacked. I'll be the one to get smacked for it.
Jay fooled.
Blame it on Dave.
All right. And G-Money, how are you tonight, man?
Dude, everything is going well. Unfortunately, Dave, I also had a nice weekend, so sorry to hear everything that you dealt with.
It's all good, guys.
Yeah, no, same thing. We worked on Saturday, saw Ant-Man and the Wasp on Friday, finally.
Nice. What'd you think of that?
Saw a preview for – it was entertaining. It was entertaining. You know, there's a lot of shrinking and growing, you know, but.
Oh, yeah?
I enjoyed the screen.
You sure you watched the movie?
True.
No. I was actually more excited to see the preview for Meg, the shark movie with Jason Statham. I'd read all the books over the last, probably, I don't know, 12 or 15 years. So.
Is that a series, cool. Like, Gary? The book?
The Meg is a series. And they're making the first movie this summer, so you know I don't have super high hopes. It looks kind of like a you know shark movie again, but looked entertaining at least. You know, it's got Rainn Wilson from The Office is in it, so it's got a pretty interesting cast of actors, I think, and actresses. But we went back to the beach on Sunday as we've done for like the last I don't know 4 or 5 weeks, enjoying the weather. And same thing, you're out in the water, and it's you know imagination gets the best of you.
I thought you were gonna say same thing out in the water, and a lot of shrinkage starts it's happening there too. Shrinking and growing, shrinking and growing.
It's cold water. Yeah, can't fight physiology, but no, it was a good weekend.
Don't you hate at the beach like when? I don't know what the deal is, but you go in the water, you come out, and your fucking drawers are full of sand. What's that shit all about? I don't understand how that happens. I don't know. Doesn't happen to you guys?
I have that problem. I don't know.
Strange.
I'm not a big fan of local beaches, but like if I'm on vacation in another state, you know, they're usually a lot nicer than the ones we have here. So no issues.
Why, you don't go to Cha-Cha Beach?
Yeah, just for the view. Only for the view. Yeah,
it's really called.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Beach.
Yeah.
But it's a big name.
Orchard Beach. Yeah. For as long as I can remember, that's the nickname.
I think here's what I've realized. Like you're right, Jose. Like it has to be like a nice beach, and we're pretty fortunate. That's the only thing that there. I was just telling the guys, if anybody listening. Still, before we started, that you know, kind of living here in the lower part of Delaware, there's not a lot else really to do, but there are some pretty phenomenal beaches that are you know soft, clean sand. They're well kept for the most part. You know, there's a lot of tourists that come in this time of year, but it's a lot of fun. But you really got to be prepared, and that's where my wife comes in because we've got chairs and you know an umbrella, and she does the cooler, and it's pretty systematic where. We get ready and go probably in like 20 minutes, and then it's good to kind of just chill out and relax. And I got to make sure I got something to read.
Gary, does your beach allow food on the beach?
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of those beaches where you bring it, you take it. So there's no garbage cans anywhere, and the expectations are that you leave with it.
A lot of Jersey beaches don't allow food; they only allow water, and that's about it.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, no, they're pretty. And it's
two things to keep the beach clean. And also if you want to eat or get food, you go up to the vendors that are up on the boardwalk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Gary, I mean,
they force that shit on you. Like it should be a choice.
Gary, you said it's boring down there. It's a shame you didn't get down there a few years earlier. There used to be an event down there called Punkin' Chunkin'. Have you heard of that?
I feel like I've seen it on like the Discovery Channel, right?
Yeah,
or Learning Channel.
For a bit. Yeah, people create these machines to hurl pumpkins as far as they can go. I went one year. That was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
I've not seen that. So, yeah, there are a lot of farms.
Did they throw
here.
Pumpkins into the water?
No, they're just in a field.
Okay.
And they got catapult machines and pneumatic machines and all kinds of different shit. But then someone died and no one wanted to have it happen on their property anymore.
Somebody got hit with a fucking pumpkin and died?
Yeah. Well, no. With I think one of the machines like broke and hurt somebody. Yeah. You know, it's all funny.
What's
games.
What's nice, though, is I'll just say this, Jose, and kind of see how your weekend went. I know you're wrapping up vacation, but that one thing about going to the beach, it's one of the few times that I am able to, I put the phone down and like I don't touch it for probably 4 or 5 hours when I'm there.
What do you do? Touch your abs?
I read a book. I read an old-fashioned paperback book. But, you know, it just seems like it's harder and harder to do that these days. You know, find a place where you can truly just kind of like leave it alone and not feel compelled to check it, especially with all the news and stuff kind of, you know, that was kind of coming out.
So, Gary, is it like one of those dime store, like, romance novels? Just pick up on the,
you know?
in the pulse rack, no?
Yeah,
and you said you saw Ant-Man, and then you saw the trailer for Meg's. Is that what it's called? Meg's?
It's called no, just Meg, M-E-G, just singular.
Oh, yep. M-E-G, Meg. Okay,
yeah, it's short for the Megalodon. You know, kind of prehistoric shark that's just epic size and stature.
I thought it was for Megatron. I'm sorry, it was a Transformers movie.
And you think, right? That's what I thought. No.
Yeah, I heard that there was like a movie like coming out, but I didn't see the trailer before at my screening of Ant-Man and the Wasp and stuff. And then you said it's based on a book series. So what's the book? Like, is it always about like the same shark? Because you said it's a series. Like what do they do in the book?
It's there's a few different stories. It's kind of got the idea of, you know, research companies and and it's based somewhat, I'll say somewhat on reality, you know, the ocean depths, you know, and it wasn't really until like the early 90s that, you know, people discovered that there were these like kind of fissures with the, in the Earth's crust down low that are very nutrient rich. And the organisms there are sparse, but they grow incredibly large. So you'll find those, if you ever watch like the G.I. Joe cartoon, I think it was one with the Weather Dominator or the Pieces, where the Pieces got separated across the world. There was one where they're like diving down and they're trying, they had those big tube worms that came out and kind of attacked them. I don't know, it's a stretch, but it's true. Those things exist, and the clams and the organisms are huge. And that's kind of the idea of this, is that, you know, there's depths of the ocean and there's a food source there. So some of these creatures are still around. You never see them because they're so deep. Okay. So,
yeah. I saw that in a documentary, Pacific Rim. They had these creatures coming out of the
Exactly.
Such great footage they had in that documentary. Right.
Right. Well, so tell us, how'd your vacation wrap up, man?
Pretty quietly. I spent the weekend here at home, actually, you know, just having a good time messing with some figures and taking pictures and stuff, which was good because I hadn't really been focusing on that for a little while. So it was kind of nice to get back into it. Jessie kept busy herself with some girlfriends, which, you know, kind of gave me the time to just lounge and, you know, do what I wanted. Had to go back to work today, I just, you know, took full advantage of straight up lounging. Nice. But it was nice. The staycation overall was nice, you know, being able to do some things around the city. We actually had initially planned to do like a kind of like a boat ride around the city, you know, that takes you around and kind of see the lower Manhattan and, you know, the
a dinner cruise.
Ellis Island and stuff like that. You know, could take, you know, opportunity for take a lot of photos, but we decided, you know, just kind of chill out and lounge because she had to go back to work yesterday. I went back today. So she like really just kind of wanted to keep it local and low key, which I'll never argue against. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking homebody at heart.
That wasn't your girl on the Statue of Liberty this past week.
No.
I thought you thought you might have just left her there and said, you know, you're walking home today.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to doing that. We did something like that similar for a coworker that had retired. It was one of those lower Manhattan boat cruises. So it's always nice, you know, just something to do for an hour. And then, you know, we plan to kind of just hang around Lower Manhattan and maybe do some bar hopping and some sightseeing, you know, which is always nice to do. I remember having a conversation, I think, with Dave, like, weeks ago, like, you know, like, living here in the city and we don't take full advantage of, like, everything mm-hmm. the city has to offer, just because, you know, we take it for granted living here.
You're right. I was going to say, it's that sometimes that's a great, you know, adventure almost when you play tourist in the own place where you live. When I lived in Chicago for a very long time, and there was a while where I wasn't taking advantage of a lot of what that city had to offer, unless someone came to visit. You know, if I had family, then I was playing tour guide and setting stuff up downtown and trying new restaurants. And, you know, like you mentioned the tour, I did a boat tour once, kind of the architectural history of the city. And I'm like, God, I've lived here for 10 years. I've never done this. You know, this is fascinating. So it's cool that you did that and tried to make the most of where you're at, you know, so.
Yeah. And now that we're back to work, you know, we're still going to try to take advantage, like, on the weekends. Like, sometimes, like, we're so exhausted from just the work week runaround yeah. that, you know, we tend to stay home on the weekends. And we're like, no, let's not do that. Let's just try to get out there and have fun. At least even if it's just every Saturday and we just take the one day Sunday to kind of lounge out, you know, so. Yeah, that's what we got planned cool. for the future. Yeah. So, you know, lounging around was nice because, you know, this weekend was TFCon Toronto 2018. So just tons and tons of stuff coming out all over social media throughout the weekend. You know, starting from Friday, you kind of see sort of little, you know, trickle of information starting to come out and the photos, and then just, you know, full on blast Saturday and Sunday. So I compiled a little list of, like, the things that I kind of was impressed with, you know, some stuff we did see before, but there was a lot of new things that were on display, a lot of new, you know, prototypes and whatnot. So what did you guys think overall of the convention, you know, over the weekend as you were seeing it on social media? Don't anybody jump Cricket. First.
Right. I was so last year was, you know, was my first TFCon. So for anybody who's listening, who's going, you know, maybe to the one this October in Chicago, it was an amazing weekend. So much fun. All the toys and stuff aside, just hanging out and meeting people, you know, firsthand that you kind of message and talk to in chats and stuff like that. And kind of meet the real person behind their online name persona. So I think honestly it was exciting to see stuff, but it was really getting me pumped up for a couple months from now, for the actual, you know, going to the event in October again. And I think it was just, you know, years prior to being involved, I had, you know, been somewhat in tune to the news and I would pay attention, but not to the levels that I saw it now. So yeah, it was pretty exciting to see, and it just kind of got me excited about the toys again and potentially, you know, just getting something new and check out.
Well, what excited you, Gary, this time around?
My favorite part, and it's a line I don't really collect because I think it is the reformatted, was the Skylinks from MMC. Mm,
nice. Yeah.
And I don't know why. I think it's because anyone who knows me, like, I don't have, like, I'm not collecting seasons. I'm not collecting teams. I don't collect, you know, necessarily groups that have to go together, so I don't have to worry about where that would display. So even if it is, like, reformatted and it's not quite masterpiece or it's stylized whenever it's finished, I don't know why I always liked that character. I think because he was kind of sarcastic in the cartoon as a kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was gonna ask you, do you like his design or do you like his character? Because he's a bit of a pompous asshole.
I know, right? I'm not sure. Maybe it was both. It was like,
maybe that's why you like me so much.
That's
exactly
it.
Right.
I think there's a pompous asshole trying to break out.
That was probably the
trying to break out. I don't know.
But that was probably pretty exciting to see, because I know there's been a lot of talk on other shows about, you know, someone making the Skylinks and doing something different, and it was pretty cool. So whenever that happens, I hope it's one piece, just because of patience, you know, and it doesn't get split somehow. I'd rather wait and just get it all at once, but.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll co-sign that Skylinks with you. And that was kind of, I think, one of the very first photos that I remember seeing throughout, like, the whole weekend. And, you know, I just think, you know, pompous asshole or not, he was one of those characters in the old cartoon that actually had personality, you know, because out of the hundreds of robots we've seen, not all those characters had spotlight episodes. Skylinks.
He was like a leader, too. Like, you know, he took that leadership role.
Yeah, and he was, as far as I remember, have a humanoid mode, right? Because he split and then the combined, so it's just kind of different. But that was one, I didn't know anyone as a kid who had that toy. I never had that toy. And I remember, whenever the Encore, right, Takara was doing those and they reissued it. And yeah. I got a chance to check it out somewhere. I'm like, this thing kind of sucks as a toy. Like, it's hollow. I know it's like, you know, I think it walked, right, or did something.
It did.
Batteries. Yeah. But I just remember realizing, the toy was like disappointing. Yeah.
So he has it up on his screen. For anybody that's watching on YouTube, Brian Brink is doing some screen share so you could actually see some photos of it. You know, sorry, audio listeners, but if you want to see, you can you just check it out on the YouTubes. It looks good, man. I mean, even for reformatted Chug, it's not Masterpiece, which I know is the thing that everybody is kind of into nowadays, or not. But I think it's just great just to get that character, to get a piece like that, and for it to look good. I mean, that looks good to me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm in.
Yeah. Was there anything else? I mean, there was so much like reveals.
There was a lot of stuff.
You know, like I put up a little list, and I know there were some that I'm like, okay, I'm definitely in for. But just seeing, you know, everything that was there, it was just pretty amazing, you know. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, what are they saving for, you know, TFCon in Chicago? Like, hopefully, are we going to see a lot of the same stuff? Like, does anybody have an opinion of that? Do you think they bloated a load here and then not leave much for the stateside show?
Well, I was surprised to see this much come out of TFCon Toronto, because usually it's the other way around, right? Because usually we get like a trickle of, you know, just a few things, and then TFCon Chicago usually is like the onslaught of anything that we're looking forward to. I just don't see it being, you know, too big the next time around in Chicago. I think that we just said, they just basically put most of it out now.
I feel this is their flagship. Like, this is their flagship. This is where they started. So most of their information comes out now, and they put it out here. And we might get one or two little things, or maybe updates on stuff that they showed this weekend. But I don't think we're gonna get anything as extravagant and as much as we got this weekend. So they came from Toronto. That's their show. So I think they went balls to the walls, because at the end of the day, I think last year, even Toronto's was like a horrible showing in regards to previews or what was coming out. So
it was.
I think this was like a year for them to you know, step it up, because everybody kind of had a negative feedback on that panel, and you know that's what they were known for in regards to this show. Like, you know, the third party panel was what, you know, everyone came to go there, you know, one of the highlights of the show. So,
In regards to that, I'm sorry. Like, do you think it's, cause it's such a weird thing, cause TFCon is the convention, but can the fault be placed on the convention organizers themselves or the third party companies that might not just have anything to show, you know?
No, I don't think the fault's on the convention, people. I think they get emails from these third parties to say, you know, hey, here, show this at the show or show this at the show. And if the third party companies don't have anything to show, they can't send anything to them.
I was just gonna say, maybe the third parties heard, you know,
outcry
laugh from last year, and like, all right, let's give them something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't Keith always there in the audience, right? That's point him out every year. He's always like, that's Keith.
Were there any other standouts for you, Gary, throughout the show?
Well, so there's one thing that was missing that I was honestly, I'm going to admit it, and I put it up already. So I really wanted to see the Ace Collectibles, their version of Sea Spray, just for nothing else. I love the little I Love Boats, you know, Facebook commercial they did last summer. But I don't think that they exist anymore, so that wasn't posted there. So,
this guy Gary.
Yes, the Trident. You know, with that comes with that little pink alien.
That's lady actually figure. That's terrible looking.
That's his girlfriend,
and,
yo.
Yeah, and the
it looks
the way that one transformed. Like, the feet could be skinny or they could be big. I don't know. I was kind of looking forward to that, but didn't see it. I would say this though. I feel like in previous years, you'd see all this stuff and I'd be like, oh, I really want to see this all like right now, where I think my mindset has changed, where it's like still very exciting. But part of me is like hoping that there's a nice, steady release of stuff, you know, that actually comes out for the end of this calendar year, you know, kind of into 2019. And, you know, I mean, like, I just hope that there's a nice kind of steady flow and not this on stuff and then nothing for so long. So
yeah. Well, look, Gary, I mean, I'll tell you, this thing looks done to me. And doesn't it looks like, looks like there's this guy, he has one. Maybe you should hit him up. Like,
yeah, to send it back. That actually doesn't look too bad, though, because the X-Transbots one, even though I guess it's accurate to the cartoon model, but it just looks dumpy to me. Like that sea spray from, what is that, Ace? You said Ace Torx Trident?
Yeah.
It looks heroic.
I think this one that did the little cliff jumper that no one liked, right? I think it's the same company.
Yeah.
That first that came out last year. But I'll admit, listen, I am a sucker at times. And appreciate that the company did something different with their marketing when they were trying to do it. And, you know, it just wasn't the same old stuff. But,
okay. So this is going to be the next Voltron for Gary, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Right. There's a prototype somewhere. Let's figure it out.
All right. Nice.
I'm sorry, Gary. Maybe you'll get it in Chicago.
Yeah, right. You never know. Maybe they're waiting. Maybe.
And in Chicago, you know, we might not get more news, but I think we'll definitely have different exclusives. So that should be interesting to see.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully, at least, you know, if we don't see too much new stuff, you know, the time, you know, October rolls around, you know, hopefully if it's just very little new that they have, you know, for the stateside convention, hopefully it's something that'll just, you know, knock our socks off and not be disappointing, you know. And be like, I kind of felt that, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, like of this last TFCon. And I think it's like you guys had just said, because, you know, we didn't get like a lot of the reveals, you know, so I don't know. Let me see. What about you, Dom? What do you like about the weekend? Anything stood out to you?
I just those legends are getting me. Like, you know, I've been collecting legends from, you know, Iron Factory and from DX9 and just the new Magic Square, those are killing it. I picked up that little Bumblebee.
This new age guy?
Yeah, the new age Bumblebee.
So you like him? He's good?
Oh, he's good. He's good.
Those look great. I heard it's a fun little like toy.
Fun little toy, little flip in and out. Like, you know, it gives you that aspect of, like, you know, your childhood and how quick was easy and just flipping them in from vehicle mode to robot mode. You don't have to worry too much. You know, you don't have to worry about breaking them or anything like that. You know, it's just a really fun toy. But just these new ones, I just got the Inferno and the Grapple and they're really good. They're really freaking good. Small, but, you know, at the end of the day, what are you going to do?
I was pretty impressed with the transformation on them.
Yeah.
So, you know, Bobby mentions this on SCU a lot, and yeah, I think about it, it's in the back of my head, but when I see these awesome legends representing basically what Masterpiece represents, right? Like a pretty awesome rendition of G1, you know, sometimes I think I have dreams where it's like, you know what? I'm going to clear out some room on these shelves for other things. And, you know, my Transformers are going to be really small.
Like, I can't wait for that Hypernova. Like, that Hypernova looks sweet from Iron Factory. You know, the DJD, all of them, just like what they look, the way they're looking and everything that they're doing and they combine. Like, I already have them on pre-order, but, like, I'm looking to probably buy another set just to have them combined.
What's the set go for, Dom? Just curious.
They sell them individually. They don't sell them as a set.
Right, so what are they individually at?
I think they're all different. Like, I think the bigger guys are priced a little bit higher. I can't remember.
I think the Tarn, I think, was about around 38.
38,
and,
yeah.
And some of the other ones. Yeah, similarly priced, but there are different prices. I'll try to look it up. And
yeah, I don't collect this scale, but I'm interested in that set, too.
Yeah. And are they still planning on making that set combined? I know that was, like, a thing, right?
It turns into a bigger version of Tarn, right? Tarn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, G-Money, we got something for you.
Nice. With the quickness. I agree, man. The legends, I've collected them here and there. I haven't really fully gone in on them, but I mean, they are turning out.
Look at that
Tarn.
Look at that Tarn, dude.
Just look at it.
Jesus.
The legends
if
feel
you
like
know if it was legends, that would look like a regular, like, you know, Chug figure. You
Dude, watch out, Flames toys. Fucking got some competition.
That's it.
I don't collect that scale either.
The fuck, but spend $500 on that.
It seems as if they have evolved a little bit quicker in that scale than, you know, as far as just designing and fit and finish, you know, and tolerances and stuff to a higher degree, a little bit faster than, you know, some of the other scales.
What do you think? They hired even younger children to do the manufacturing of these and with smaller hands, you know, littler hands, they got littler fucking.
Just your family. They hired your family. They can
see them closer.
They hired the Oompa Loompas of the worlds.
Yeah, I will agree that the Legends scale seem to have really stepped it up with the engineering and then just the overall look. Like, they're looking better and better as far as representing the cartoon counterparts and in both modes at that. And how's the scale working out, though? Because I know DX9 and who was the other one? Iron Factory. They had different kind of different scale going.
The companies are not matching up in regards to scales, but pretty much within their own realm, is as you can say. They definitely stack up good.
Okay, all right, that's interesting. I felt like Iron Factory over, like, at least as far as the pieces I picked up, I always felt like they were making them the best as far as like the fit and finish, like overall. But DX9, a lot of the ones that they're putting out, and now what is it, Magic Square? You said it's looking really good. I might have to maybe dive into that line a little bit more.
Yeah,
that's the combined mode. That's the combined mode. That last picture.
Yeah, right here.
Oh yeah. See, that looks pretty good.
Nice.
And that'll probably be the size of like a regular like figure, right? Like an 8 or 9 inch figure or something like that.
I would say probably Voyager, maybe Leader. I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know how tall it gets.
Yeah, I think I have to be in for that. It looks good.
It's going to probably cost you, like I said, David, I think it's probably the five figures alone. I'm just guesstimating right now because I'm not looking at what the prices are.
$150
Yeah, like under 200.
I think it's worth it. Just the way the individual figures look themselves and in their alt modes. I mean, you don't have to combine them if that's not your thing, but just the fact that that's an extra feature and, you know, how they all look. I mean, they look great.
I mean, to be able to carry a combiner in your pocket. I mean,
Exactly. I'm going to cherry pick that line. I think, I don't think I'm going to go all in, but certain little favorite bots, like that Bumblebee, I've been tempted. Like, I've heard it's a lot of fun. And, just little things that, you know, like you said, you could kind of just flip back and forth, have fun with without worry of breakage, you know, stuff you could maybe, you know, bring to work for some stress relief when you want to bang your head on the desk. You know, was there anything else besides the Legend stuff? Anything caught your eye?
That TFC... the Optimus, but I like the green version. I'm definitely in on that. I haven't bought the only TFC thing I ever bought was Hercules, and this figure is got all my name all over it.
I love this thing too.
Yeah,
it's looking just really good. You're going for the camo version, right? It's like a green camo version.
Yeah, like the
G.I. Joe look.
You guys don't have any issues with the parts kind of forming? It looks a little bit like, I know it's based on that G.I. Joe Rolling Thunder kind of in the comic stuff, but I didn't realize like half of the vehicle mode is just kind of looks like a weapons or like a gun placement, right?
You know what? I don't.
You're kind of like I don't didn't.
Yeah. I'm not. I to me, I'm not. Like, parts forming doesn't bother me. Like, it just depends on how it's done. You know, like if it's bits that just kind of like are like armor bits that you kind of like attach that's on, sexy. Like that's fine. But, if you
I
have
don't
to
think
take
they
some
go
bits
on the
off,
robot, right? I think I doesn't it make like a I don't know, like a base or I don't.
Well, yeah. So you got a few different things, Gary. You got like a battle platform here.
That's the picture I saw. Yeah.
And then also you have him combined, you know, as a Rolling Thunder, basically.
Right.
Looks like the Daxon guys scale well, which is kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's dope. Yeah. That's
and then you dope. Do have like these little base modes as well.
Mm-hmm. See, so now, roller. That I don't mind because, as you can see right there, you still have the base figure. It's still its base.
Yeah, little, it's his trailer that breaks off in parts, Gary. It's his trailer.
No, I get it. I guess I was just – I don't – I thought he, like how the Power Masters, right, kind of wear the trailer, right, as the armor.
And that's what he's doing right here.
Fan topic.
Yeah.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, that's
– okay.
Yep,
okay.
He's wearing all the armor, which is the trailer.
I missed that one.
Yeah,
that's cool. Okay, I hadn't seen that.
So it's kind of like a Jinrai, like a Power Master Prime kind of thing going on with the guns on the legs and the cannon here, stuff like that. It's pretty.
Yeah, that one I had. That actually looks pretty good, like that. Then.
Yeah, I think just the fact that it's another Optimus Prime, I might go in on that. I'm liking the way that looks.
Yeah, so I might What's roll the price dice on here. That? 180.
180.
Yeah.
180.
That's up there. Yeah, that's up there.
Yeah. Yep.
Look at that sexy beast.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks like it's a nice, decent size.
But it's great that people got to see this in person, right? So,
yeah.
The companies really did a good job this year putting all this stuff out on display for everyone to see.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. All right, what about you, Dave? What do you see that caught your eye?
Probably go back to the MMC, the Skylinks. I agree with the both of you. I thought that was probably the most outstanding thing I saw. The Diatlas looks pretty good from MMC as well. And I'm looking forward to finishing the DJD with them as well. The last two figures, and if they're going to do the pet as well.
Yeah, I know they had some pictures of the pet, and I think Guzzler, I think, is one of the characters.
Oh, yeah, now they have Guzzle. I can't wait for this to come out.
Yeah, and what's her name? Nickel, I think, was the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's find that MMC. MMC picks. They're,
What is it called? That tour or whatever? That thing's going to be huge. Looks huge.
I bounce around a lot with lines, you know, to, you know, fill in gaps and shit. But I would say this is the only line, the reformatted line that I've actually stuck with from the beginning and haven't really faltered on anything they dropped. So I'm really looking forward to these releases. That Warpath looks great. I mean, you know, you say what you want. You know, they didn't really need to do it because we had something, but it. The back cube board path, though, was cool, was stylized. It's too big. If you're that person that it needs to fit with your G1, then that's not going to be the one for you. The back cube, the fan toys will probably fit in better.
Does the size scare you, Dave?
Like
just
what?
Can't handle the size.
So Dave, figure? This one isn't working for you. War dog.
I love that figure. I have it. You know, a lot of people had problems with the transformation of it. It was, you know, it did explode, but you know, once you got the hang of it and you put it together, it was a solid toy. But now that you look at it, you know, it looks like a chunky monkey. You know, doesn't look right.
At the time, it was the only option, and then you know, it's definitely like a little bit more stylized, and it looks good. You know, chunky like that, being a tank. But when you see the fans toys version, that speaks to me more as far as what I remember looking like in the cartoon.
He lost
some weight. Before he went on vacation.
It's like what, like a 2015 design, right? Ish, 3 years probably.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Right around there.
Yeah.
So
listen, we all know like a year in this hobby is like, you know, like dog years. It's like, yeah, I don't know.
It definitely looks good. It definitely looks good. I like the proportions on it and everything.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be that complicated. You know, like it looks good. It looks really good. That's how I kind of remember that character. I didn't remember him looking real chunky like that back cube version, even though that I don't mind that as far as like a modern, you know, interpretation. But if you're looking for those Toonsicles, you know, Fans Toys got it.
Wow, it really is a difference. I tell you, the alt modes look, I think, pretty much the same, but which they should, I guess.
It kind of makes me second guess a lot of things, man. To be quite honest with you, like, you know, I'm gonna quote Pinkerton. You know, the Pinkerton approach. You know, he said it a year ago, a year and a half ago. Yeah. You know, Takara Fans Toys. You know, and back in my head, I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, But he's kind of right, because they're tackling things I didn't think they were going to tackle. You know, we always thought they were going to give us things that we didn't have and only do that. But they're doing things that other people have done already, too, and just saying, you know what? We're going to fucking improve it. If you're fucking with us, you're fucking with us. And that's what they're doing. They're doing this. Looks like they're doing Braun. And they're doing what's the other character's name they're doing? Beachcomber. And I like Beachcomber? I like it.
Yeah.
But it has problems. It has a lot of issues. This one looks pretty clean just from a fucking render. Shitty picture, but it looks a lot cleaner already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't got nothing sticking out from the sides on the bottom of his feet. You know, I'm not sure if he has all that backpack problems that it's going to have. And I love the back cube Braun too, but man, I don't know. I'm curious to see how big these things are going to be.
Yeah, these are like shadows, so it's hard to tell how big these are going to be.
Because
I think we had one. Somebody had a picture of this guy with Ironhide, I think it. Oh no, never mind. That was something else.
Mm. So it's nice to see the silhouette, you know, to know, hey, this is in the pipeline. But again, with the fans, so it's like, do you think this is coming anytime soon?
Because of all the other reviews?
Yeah. All the reveal. It's nice to see something from them, like at a show like this. But there's been so many, you know, reveals already from them that we're still waiting for. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the fact that, you know, we're just antsy, that we just want something now, but they're thinking, you know, let's take the time, let's do it right.
Yeah.
Let's you know, I know, you know, the customers are at, you know, chomping at the bit, but at the end of the day, we need to make sure we put out a good product and not just rush it out just to get something out for them. Because if we do that and it's not good or not meeting their expectations, we're just hurting ourselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. But it's also like they gotta kind of. They got to go with the market, like what's going on with everybody else that's creating the same figure.
Yep.
So, you know, let's say they're 70% weighs in on a certain character and X-Trans Boss is dropping it next week. They might cut a corner or two to fucking get it out just to make sure that they get paid, you know, because some people will not buy an upgraded version or even consider Fansoys an upgraded version. They'll just stick with what they have. And I think that if certain things I think are just being rushed. Like they rushed, I think they rushed RC because they just wanted to get it out. It's not perfect. It's nice, but it's.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, are they learning from that mistake? Are they, because they, you know, they pushed back, you know, what's the triple changer that they're doing? Fuck.
Blitzwing?
Blitzwing. Yeah. So they pushed that back, like, because, you know, did they learn from their mistake from RC and say, you know what, we try to rush this out, try to play the game and giving them another option out there, but let's just wait, let's just do a good product, let's wait for them, for us to know that we did it right and put it out to market so everybody's happy.
So Dustmite sent me the team comparison for this, and
Yeah, he's bulky, dude. Like a bad boy, you know, big bad cube is bulky, dude. It's bulky.
Yeah. So obviously we don't know scale, but this is to compare the aesthetic, right? So, I mean,
G1 model is terrible. Man. Just the way he looks standing there, like he's like, oh man.
He's like, oh, I'm here. I'm here to fight Decepticons.
Wham, bam,
Zowie. That's a good comparison shot, but the fans' toys looks the best. Like I don't really mind the chunkiness of the bad cube, but I think overall aesthetic, the win in my opinion goes to fans' toys right there. That looks good.
It's just that the bad cube gives it like a more realistic type of, you know, this is what a tank would probably change into because it's going to be a bulky type of robot. And the fans' toys is like, you know what? No, we'll show legs, we'll show arms, we'll show. You know, we'll make it look like a person, a robot. So
the turret on the fans' toys looks more accurate to the cartoon model, and it just kind of looks like they took some creative liberties with the bot mode itself, kind of like what they did with the Sea Spray. Because I mean, he does look chunky in the animation model, and the fans' toys definitely doesn't look like that. You know,
his head looks kind of small too, compared to that one, to the G1.
think Fansville has done an amazing job to capture, you know, the spirit of this, right?
Yeah, they got the gray, the grays, like the white on the picture. Like, it's, they do a good job, man. They do a really good job.
Yeah, the waist piece definitely looks more accurate with the indentation
it,
and everything.
It looks nice, but I don't want to start up an old kind of discussion, but everybody forgets about like their RC. Yeah, but they forget about their rouge, right? You know, it's just, it's kind of interesting how, like, and, mistake, I think you mentioned it, Brian, on ETR, that, you know, people were really, you know, emotionally driven to talk about the Stunticons they revealed, and then the, you know, for the Warpath, people seem to be like, oh, you know, kind of in or out and excited or not really, you know, interested one way or the other.
Yeah. So but, what's with the siloed vitriol here? Like, right? Is it because, like, it's like, I mean, I know the Stunticons, like a lot of people, you know, they're just calling them bullies, right? Because we got two other companies doing them. That was one argument. But the other argument was, why are you giving us something that we're already getting? And like, that's what this is. But I am not seeing that hate for when this got dropped, right? Yeah. So I mean, I guess people were that fed up with this, or they always realized this was going to be a placeholder, you know?
No, but I mean, but the difference is that the bag cube came out already. It's been out for years.
I think it's distance. No, yeah,
but
it's
what
distance
I what between. I mean, Jose, is like maybe they were why wouldn't they be upset that they came out that they're coming out with a different character as opposed to one that's already been done? That was my kind of argument I was going at.
Yeah, because, I mean, because it's not that they're putting out something that's already been out. When it's something like that, and you obviously have the time now and the foresight to make it better than what's already like been released. So people are only going to be, at least most people, I would think, are going to be happy to upgrade to the one that quote unquote looks better, you know, or more accurate, you know. But my argument or whatever, and the argument of other people is when they throw out renders of things that are actively coming out with other companies, and people, you know, vote with their dollar and buy what they want, you know, that's fine. But, you know, when they know their figures aren't ready, they're throwing it out there, like, I feel, knowingly to try to hurt the other companies, you know, to the people that are like, hey, like, I'm not gonna buy it because Fans Toys is gonna put their shit out eventually, you know.
But to me, I mean, that's people that have to deal with their own feelings. I mean, I always think of this as a company that's also just be like, you know, we have to promote what we're making as well. But well, you know, well, should they wait or
promote it when it's ready? Promote it when it's ready then. Because then already these X Transbots ones and the DX9s would be out, you know, most likely. And then, hey, we got these two, you know.
But Jose, well, there's a flip side to that too. Like, because at the end of the day, if they don't show what they're doing, then people are gonna be like, oh, fuck, now they're doing it. You know, I didn't want to buy the X Transbots. I wanted to see whether Fans Toy was doing it, and now they're doing it, and now I just bought the Fans, you know, X Transbot for no apparent reason. You know
what that's saying? What I was gonna say too. What about the people that are like dead set Fans Toys fans? Like, oh man, I didn't know you guys were gonna make this. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So like, you gotta take it from the flip side to say, you know, they're just showing that they're doing these things because they want to make people aware that they're doing it, you know. It might take a lot of time, but at the end of the day, at least you know that they're doing it. And if you want to wait and be patient because you know their quality is good, then that's so, at least you know.
So would you rather them put a fucking picture of all the fucking arc bots fucking just out there fucking gray render and saying, yeah, we're doing them all.
That's not what they're doing though, Dave. That's not what they're doing. They're not putting like, not every week they're showing like fucking pictures every week and saying, yeah, this is what we're doing and putting it like, you know, an image out every week. They're just, you know, they're just saying, hey, you know, we're doing these and yeah, you know. Yeah, see, it sucks that it's coming out, those images are coming out during the time that other companies are doing it, but that's just business. That's just business.
So I hear that argument though that you just brought up. Like, look at it from the flip side, and people will be upset if Fans Toys didn't do the reveal. Yeah. Like, hey, I bought these, but that would afford those people the opportunity to try something new from another company and try the X Transbots and be like, hey, this is a good figure. Like, this is nice. And maybe that'll spark them to be like, hey, I'm cool with this. And maybe I don't need the Fans Toys or I don't need the
DM. Right.
Fuck that, you know, like, approach. That's bullshit. Fuck. Lie to me.
You know, especially if there's going to be a bit of a time difference Between the releases, between X-Transbots releasing these Thundercons now and DX9 doing the same thing, and then we're going to get Fans Toys a year later. If people didn't know that the Fans Toys stuff was coming out and those people are going to hold out waiting for Fans Toys, they're robbing themselves the opportunity to check out the offers Correct. On the market right now, because they're going to just be like, hey, I'm going to wait for Fans Toys. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to not knowing, because it's not ready now anyway, and then they'll spend the $40 to try out the X-Transbots version and maybe be surprised that it's actually a good figure, you know.
Hey Dom, is this that new age Bumblebee, or is this a different Bumblebee?
That's the new age Bumblebee.
So the new age Bumblebee is on display with the Magic Square toys. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting, right?
Is this Magic Square making a Cyclonus? What the hell is this?
Yeah, it's a Cyclonus.
Well, yeah, but is it? I don't think I've heard anyone talk about this.
I think they have a Cyclonus on pre-order. I can't remember. They got a few characters on pre-order. So right now, I know they definitely have a Beachcomber, and they have an Ultra Magnus. Yeah,
dude, if this Ultra Magnus transforms into a car carrier and the cars don't fit on them, I'm gonna be mad.
If Bumblebee doesn't fit on them, you're out. <That's right.
laughs> That was the Legend stuff, right? See, like, and the Legend stuff is like the some of the stuff that we're seeing now is looking very like masterpiece-esque. Yeah, you know, just in small scale. You know, that looks pretty good. Look at that Ultra Magnus.
And the articulation is really good too.
Jose,
I had one other thought.
And they're cheap.
Now, I was just going to say that Jose has said this in the past, how if he knew that these things were coming out, he might have rethought having these buying these starting off with this scale. Because, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking the same way. You could fucking fit all these on two shelves and call it a fucking day, as opposed to a slew of boxes and space that we take up with the
sell your masterpiece and buy all these and then buy Hot Toys with the difference.
Gary working some Dominomics right there. Yeah. Would you be happy though? Like, honestly, like we're saying, we're praising the Legends and how great they look and stuff like that. But would you really be happy with a Legends only collection, just with the simplified transformations and the simplified looks?
I wouldn't, because like, I originally got into this, like, not got into the hobby, but got into it more so for the picture taking of it. I haven't done that in a very long time, but that's what I fell in love with. And I think that I wouldn't get the same out of these. These are more just like playable, you know, like cool just to have, like, knock around, you know, as opposed to the other ones where they're more like, oh, wow, that's a fucking masterpiece. That's something I want to look at, not only fuck around with, but I want to from time to time admire.
I agree. I like it. There's definitely, it's apples and oranges. Like, you can't compare, like, you know, a Legends with a masterpiece in regards to you know, those two particular, there's the volume, the difference between price, you know, material, and just the play, you know. Obviously the look of it is different, but you know, the thing is that it's who you are as a collector, what pleases you as a collector. And if you're more mature in your age in regards to collecting and you want that masterpiece feel, that masterpiece is definitely for you. But if you're looking to, like Dave said, play around with a figure, transform, enjoy it the way you enjoyed it as a kid.
Maturity has nothing to do with it. Look, I think if I collected like full teams, or I was a completist, you know, like Dom is with stuff, with the way that the Legends are transitioning and the way that they're looking aesthetically and the space that they take, you know, taking up less space, like I could see, you know, switching over completely to that if I were trying to go for volume, but I don't collect that way. So I would rather just have, you know, four or five characters, you know, that I've kind of kept as far as.
So they name their. They named their Guzzle figure
intoxicated.
Ebrius. which means drunk, intoxicated.
That's pretty good.
But Gary, like, you know, like masterpiece is not for kids. Like, it's not for your average, you know, kid that's walking, you know, that's going to buy a Chug figure off the shelf. It's for the adult collector. It's completely for the adult collectors but none of these are for kids appetite.
Because they're not these. None of these are sold in stores. Like even the Legends.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, those Legends. I'm sure parents are. If I bought that Legend and I had a kid that's 8 years old and he's playing with the Transformers off the shelf, I have no problem giving them that Legend toy and enjoying that Legend toy for what it is. You know, and
how many 8 year olds like know what online retailers to go look at for this stuff?
They don't, but they don't. They want toys.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Gary, you're gonna see. You're gonna walk into TFCon and Chicago, and you're gonna see a lot of young boys at walking around, buying Transformers. Don't go there, Gary.
I think you're gonna see a lot more older boys, but no, you do see those dudes
anywhere. You see grown men dressed as boys.
Yeah,
I'm not going
anywhere. You're gonna see kids, dude. There's kids there buying, and it like the funny time like last year when I was at TFCon. Like, you know, just a little, like, you know, an 8 year old came up to the table and he was saying all the G1 characters and he knew everything from the G1 era. And I was like, holy shit. Like, you know, there are kids that are into this and they're looking back into the G1 and looking for G1 characters to play with and have.
I just want to shout out to Decepticon here for MMC making a figure named after his handle.
Cool. That's pretty awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, that is awesome. That's like being a maid man almost.
Dave.
Oh, go ahead, bro.
That was a friend. Dave. Besides MMC stuff and things like that, was there anything else that caught your eye?
Just a few things here and there. I mean, I am interested in the Fans Toys combiners as well, but they do look a little big to me. But we saw those weeks ago, so that was nothing new to me. But
you bring a good topic up though, Dave. Like, what do you feel in regards to Stunticons? Are they same size as the Autobot cars, or are they bigger?
I mean, I always assumed that they were the same size, but
to me, like that's too big for me. I don't think the Stunticon should be the same size as Starscream.
As a fucking plane, right? No, like, it doesn't make sense. But if you're gonna get that. The outcome is going to be a combiner that's going to be the right size, solid. You're going to get a toy that looks now, the way it does, like how those look.
Now, I'll definitely do if the combine mode for Fans Toys is beautiful and it's the size of a Constructor, I'll definitely combine Fans Toys, be that my combiner, and keep experience bots as my individuals, and just have them as the robot forms.
You know, I mean, that's cool. I've thought about the same option, but like, who's gonna come to your house and go, "Oh, you did the right thing. All your robots are the right fucking size," you know? And are you gonna line them up with a fucking measuring tape across your fucking wall and be like, "Look how I stuck a piece of paper under his foot to make him fucking perfect." You know, it's like. It's all up to you. It's subjective.
Yeah. Dave, I bought the ruler yesterday. What the fuck? you mean I don't need the ruler?
So I'll just say, like, I've been sold on the Brinkalizer approach and just the clear reminder that cars that turn into robots, like real life cars, are where my passion started and where everything's kind of come back around to. So, I'm all for it, man. Make as many Stunticons that look like Ferraris and real life Lamborghinis and Porsche 928s, and I think it's awesome.
Damned.
Exactly. Seriously, because I'm gonna be that guy, and I'm being honest. I've got, I'm gonna be the guy that may display some of them in alt mode, and not have duplicates of the same character. Just because I like knowing they turn into robots.
So Gary, Skids is in a bot that does it for you, right? Because of the car mode. Skids is in a car that does actually, it for you.
So funny you say that. So it's not an exciting car, but it's a real life, 80s vehicle. And who else is going to make that thing? So it's kind of cool.
He's just saying he can't pick up a girl in that car. Are you saying that, Gary? You can't pick up a girl in that car?
Listen, that backseat's pretty tight. That's what I'm saying.
It's got the scooter in it. It's the scooter.
Some real quick sound bites from the chat a little bit earlier. Rogue War 71 was saying he's looking forward to the Flames Toys Tarn. Jiraiya Sama 7 says he's definitely feeling the pull to have a G1 Legend shelf, you know, as we were discussing. Deluxe, he says he has Legends out the ass. And Sam Mead followed up saying, you got Legends in the ass.
shout out to Sam to keeping the Pinkerton approach live and well.
And Ralph L, he said he's thinking of going Legends to scale with his smaller combiners for displays, which I think that's actually a great thing that Legends are for, especially, you know, with all the combiner wars stuff that we were getting from Hasbro official. I felt like with those scale of combiners that we were getting from Hasbro, the deluxes with the one Voyager, like Legends, I feel Legends class figures like lined up perfectly with those, you know. And with the bigger like city bots like Fort Max and Trypticon and stuff like that, you got to just that sense of scale with those smaller than scales figures. So that's so cool.
Let's pose this question, just kind of what we're talking about, because I'm just curious, those are the guys who have some, and I only have one experience with the yellow constructor, and it wasn't a very good one. Are the combiners really fun though? To anybody, like, so, actually putting Gary, I feel like people stress more about assembling them.
I'm glad you asked me that, because combiners stress me the fuck out. Like, honestly,
they, right? Like, it seems that
and,
way.
And just the fact that they keep changing the scale of them pisses me the fuck off too. I was gonna ask you guys if, like, I don't know if it's X Transbots or is it the. Who's the other one? Unique Toys doing the Menasaur? No, the one that it looks like the car's just fucking gonna clip onto the arms.
DX9,
right? I'd buy a fucking Menasaur or a fucking, you know, I'd buy a fucking combiner that just looks like it does without breaking it apart.
You buy like an action figure
that looks and like it would.
Action Master. Yeah.
Looks like it would, but doesn't, and it's well built. I'd rather buy that and then buy all the bots on the side to fuck with instead of trying to rationalize and buy two different brands.
What's the Giant Prime and the Megatron, Brian, that just came out? Like Steel had it. He showed it. MAS.
Is that MAS stuff? Yeah.
Give me one of those that looks like a G1 Bruticus. Sold. I'll buy it in a second.
Me too.
Ooh, that's an interesting idea.
That might actually happen, you know.
It'll happen 5 years from now after we buy all the fucking combiners that are already out.
And Dave, it's funny because the only combiner I ever bought from third party is Hercules. I haven't bought any other combiner to date.
Like, you don't have Warbitron?
I don't have Warbitron. I don't have the only other combiner I bought was eventually because I bought it later on after they reissued it like 8th time was the Fail Rex because I just like the aesthetics of it.
That one's amazing. Yeah. Hey, I have them both colors.
Hey Dom, real quick, I just want to show you. By the power of Dust Mites, he has shown us a scale comparison of combiner bots with Starscream.
Yeah, but
and then here is
fans. Show the full photo. Show the full photo of the cartoon.
There'll be another one where one of them is inside Starscream.
What you don't see here is Starscream is standing on a boulder. You guys got to realize that he's standing on a boulder, or the other guys are standing on a boulder. So that's the reason.
It's all perspective. He's actually not even anywhere near them.
It could be foreground, background.
No, but I think it is true. And I think Bobby brought up that point too, that like, you know, the Autobot Masterpiece car scaling with each other. But then when you see like the cartoon and the Decepticon combiners, like that screenshot that Brink just showed us, this Decepticons always seem to be kind of like the same height. So I guess if you're going and you're going to display these on a shelf with Decepticons, then it probably would fit in. You know, compared to kind of like what you saw in the cartoon. Because, I mean, they're not going to probably put these Stunicons next to the Masterpiece cars, right, on a display. Yeah. So just to your eye, it's not going to be off-putting in that sense since they're not going to be right next to each other as far as on the shelf.
It's all about how people display this shit. Because, like, my idea of the way I wanted to display my stuff was more like a battle sequence, you know? That fucks it up for that. You know what I mean? I'm going to have a tiny-ass fucking Prowl getting beat up by a huge ass fucking, you know, Swindle. It makes no sense. Like, come on.
Yeah, shout out to Tim K. I think his masterpiece display is set up like that, Dave, like a battle. What I've seen when you post pictures of it, and it looks pretty cool. It's like, you know, Autobots on one side fighting Decepticons on the other. So
that's how you set it up. Is that Hova or is that
Hova?
That's Hova, right?
You know, Hova is in the same shelf as an X-Transpot spot. What's that about?
Look at Brian reading between the lines.
From that angle, that shit does not look bad to me. Like, what did you guys think of that, Jazz? Like, does it really look terrible?
I had it on pre-order for like fucking 2 years. But, you know.
Which one do you think is the best offering? The Make Toys? The Downbeat?
I don't know.
For me, the
Downbeat is cleaner. It's more like I said, I'm more tart cartoon type of feel. So I think it gives them more of the nice straight line, clean the lines. This one is a little bit more, you know, realistic in regards to a realistic type of feel.
I'm not hating this Hova, but I really like my Tor World / Zeta one. Believe it.
Yeah.
I've seen that one too, and I thought that's actually like looked pretty decent. There's something about it that looks like off to me, but I can't quite put my finger on it.
From a masterpiece perspective, he's got gaps in his arms, which is kind of lame.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the only part I would agree with you, Brian. When I had
it, but it's to your aesthetic, Brian, though, right? It's more of a realistic car type feel.
Did everybody go? Jose, you need to go, right?
Yeah, Jose needs to go.
Yeah, I mean, I saw like a ton of stuff that I was just like, man, this looks good. You know, the DX9, you know, finally getting to see their Motormaster. That was a nice reveal because we actually, I think it was the first time that we got to see the shell, basically, the combined form for the Menasor, right? Like the whole shell, even though the arms weren't attached. And you know, they looked hollow because of that. Just being able to see what the actual combiner is going to look like. I was digging that. And, you know, the Motormaster looks good to me. Just like the one that they've released already, right? Montana, I think, is the one that's out. Yeah. They show the Wild Rider too. So, I mean, those look good. But the standout from that company was definitely the,
You're liking that trailer? You're liking that trailer though? That trailer can fit. I don't know. It feels like it can fit a lot in there.
It looks long, but just considering what the function of it is, like it's forgivable to me, you know.
Look how big it is. This thing. Wow, this thing's gonna be huge.
Yeah, it's gonna be long, but like I'm not gonna have it in truck form.
I just
like,
want to see it in person. I want to see how big this is in person, dude. I just want to fucking see this.
But I think what they really nailed is go to the robot form, Brian. Like I think what they really nailed is like the legs and the feet on him. Just the individual, like, you know, the individual bot, like, like with the windows and
the double windows. Yeah. Like, he has a very unique look, like, in both modes. And I think they nailed it for sure.
It cleans up very well in the back.
The shins, you know.
It's definitely going to be a contender. It's definitely going to be a contender.
Mm-hmm. But obviously, this isn't the trailer, isn't this like so? There's a piece left off for this.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be separate. I would just assume the trailer is going to make up the bot, and you know, Motormaster has its own little base figure, which is the cab.
And what exercises would you recommend, Gary, for him to bulk up those biceps and shoulders?
Triceps.
Bicep curls and tricep extensions.
I would say some hand cleans. You guys ever do those? Did you do those, Dom, in high school? Hand cleans or some deadlifts?
What are you thinking of? What's everybody's opinion on that combined mode? I mean, doesn't it look like what the animation model looked like?
It does, and it's not. I mean, it's not bad.
I don't think so. I think that looks pretty good.
I tell you.
How tall is that compared to Constructor? Is that going to be at the same size or?
Between like the 18 to 22 inches or something like that. I had the feeling that this was supposed to be like around 20 inches, no? Like a little bit smaller than the Constructor?
Yeah.
And it looks like his forearms are gappy. Like there's a gap, like there's a hollowness to his forearms too on the side if you see that.
Well, no, but that's because the cars are not attached. Like you're going to attach the vehicles.
What's the matter with you?
The cars are not attached.
I was like, I hope you weren't being serious.
Dude, don't show me this fucking picture. So, attach the cars.
So, when you were talking about scale, so if this is not photoshopped and this is like for real, Optimus Prime comes to above Constructor's knee. So, you know, perhaps if we're just looking, if we're going from the bottom up, it looks to scale with Constructor. So,
yeah. I mean, even if it's a little smaller, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, the picture from the side though, the combined picture that's directly behind the smaller bots, like that looks like that's more for the scale. So, I mean, that's fine, I guess. You know, yeah. So that would be, that looks like that is that 18 inch like range.
Roughly. Now, is for the legs, is the car's going to be attached to the front or the back?
The back.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they already showed that like on one of the instructions for one of the car. I think for the Montana, yeah. You just showed how it just plops right back on.
I think if the fit and finish and the attachments are sturdy, you know, and it works as far as a way to do it, people will forgive any thing that, you know, maybe doesn't aesthetically look exactly they may have wanted it to.
And it's funny that you mentioned the finish, Gary, because we've seen already from X Transbots, their Wild Rider is shiny, right? It's painted, it seems. Mm-hmm. Right. And the crack up, I mean, they put the clear coat on the white plastic or whatever to give it a sheen too. If DX9 makes this matte, dude, fuck them, dude.
You know, like these look good, and this was my standout though. This was the one I was gonna mention. The Ancest Rod. You know, I got that generation toy. You know, Gorilla, which is the robotic Optimus Primal. This fits in like with that. I'm liking the way that bull sideswipe looks. So
now that the bull sideswipe is from a different company, right?
No, it's from Generation Toy. So okay. This is DX9, so yeah. Generation Toy looks like they're doing, you know, that line, but this is the only one DX9 has put out as far as like those beast bots. And, gotcha. I mean, I love the way it looks, man.
It's like, know, perfect like, effect, doesn't it? It's like
very,
yeah, it's a little bit, yeah. Little bit.
For you people with that are cat owners and no cats, looks like you can position the ears that you can give them like the hissing ears or the perky, yeah, ears.
That's a good point. It just looks good, and I'm all for
folding down ears, yeah.
Yeah, I'm for these takes, like these new takes on classic, yeah, characters. Because how many times can we just keep getting the same character, you know, wash, rinse, repeat? You know, regardless, it's an updated figure, new engineering. You know, I'm all for new ideas like this, especially when they look cool.
Jose, yeah. Who's doing that bull? That the Red Alert bull?
That's Generation Toy. That's the sideswipe. That's their next one that's coming out.
Sideswipe.
Right. We said that, Dave, about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got a text from somebody.
And if you're feeling the space crunch, or you feel like you don't have room to expand with this crazy awesome toys, just dump your masterpiece, get Legends. Not afraid of a bunch of real estate.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
Yeah, I was
like
really
what you said, Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Get, you know, no, just it's something new and different. I mean, I'm all for the nostalgia piece to a point, but I kind of feel like it's, you know, kind of nostalgia'd out at some point, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, it's great. If I don't watch the cartoon, I'll watch the cartoon. It's not that great.
Let's give some of our Beast Wars love. So put that freaking, I'm definitely going to get this thing, but it's the huge. Dragon. Yeah, it is huge, dude.
But isn't this a new company? Like nobody's it ever, is, they never made company. Anything.
Yeah, it is, yeah, a new company, but I saw the real photos like in the shelf and there, it's big.
See, so between this though and the perfect effect that they have their Dragon Megatron coming out, like which one do you think looks better? Because I felt like the I know perfect effect stylizes, and I think I appreciate that they do that. Like I like them making the bots look more cool.
See, I got a decision to make because I missed Guerrera because I missed the first run of Guerrera, so I have it on pre-order right now, and I have this I have their Megatron on pre-order, so. Whether I drop those two pre-orders and just go with this, that's the question that I have to ask myself, because it's like, do I really want to go with the perfect effects, or do I really want to go with this? And because I enjoy the sculpt and what they're doing with the sculpt and everything. And mm-hmm. Now it's just whether the size is going to be something that I can just, you know, accept.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that you prefer what Perfect Effect was doing or what this new company here is doing?
Like, When I saw that, when I saw the career, man,
that thing looked amazing.
I loved it, and it looks good. I missed out on it, and you know, definitely happy that they're reissuing it, and I have a pre-order up. It's just that now it's like when you see another company come into the play, and they're issuing something very similar, with a little bit different feel. It's more of a sculpt figure, plus you know, rounded edges, mm-hmm. and you know, more of a you know, dragon feel. Taste to it, because when you look at the perfect effect here, it's more robotic. It's more sharp edges. It's stylized.
It looks more anime to me, like in a way, you know, more anime.
Fans Hobbies a retool. Remember of that other thing
of right. The Fangry, yeah. So then, it's funny because it's like you know it's what is your preference? What do you like? And I think
many options.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's so I mean, God, it's cool.
And like you can see, like the more round edge, you know, this gives me more of the Beast Wars, you know, the Beast Wars feels because you have the more creature feel to it, where this is more robotic. And you know, it's going to be a decision I have to make because I know those pre-orders are coming up soon, and whether I drop them or mm-hmm. just wait on for this new Winged Dragon.
So you're willing to even drop the pre-order for Gorira because there's not really another viable option for Optimal Optimus.
I can't imagine them not doing this new company not doing Optimal Optimus and giving their take if they do in a Megatron. You know, you can't do a Megatron and not do an Optimus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. It makes sense. But I really do like what Perfect Effect did. Like I love that they took those liberties because you know if you look at the animation model for Optimal Optimus, I mean it's not the best looking thing. And then you know so to follow that to a T, I feel like would do a disservice to the character. But what Perfect Effect did, just giving it you know better proportions overall, like they just made that bot looks real badass, you know. And it looks great in all modes, you know.
It and like I said, it's paint to the you know, to the nines. Like look at that, it looks really good, and I'm not taking away from it, but it's just I don't know. I'm very mm-hmm. I'm kind of in a toss up on whether which way I'm going to go because mm-hmm. I'd love to do both. I probably will, knowing me. I'm such a sucker.
Well, if it was up to us, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that just looks fucking cool with Wasp in it right there. That's just awesome.
Dude, but, that's you know, awesome. Yeah.
But like, you know, it's just I just feel like, you know, it's definitely a decision that I have to make and I'll probably not think about it and let the pre-orders fall. And it's just gonna be in my stack and I'm like, oh shit, it just happened. So
yeah. Well, I like, you know, again, you know, like what they're doing with the Ancest Rod. I just kind of like when they do, you know, things a little bit different, you know, which is why I also like the, you know, what we got to see, you know, a little bit more from Make Toys with their cross dimension line. You know, we got to see the Jetfire and their Galvatron and a version like of their Rodimus coming out. I'm like, man, these things look like amazing. And they speak to me because I know that line is all about, you know, interesting aesthetics, but is also having a great like playability to the figures with articulation and stuff like that. So I'm in for all those, you know, the three reveals that they showed as far as like the cross dimension line.
Oh yeah.
I was like, this is one I was going to bring up too. This thing is amazing. I love this. It's wild. It's crazy. It's fucking awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. Look at that like plane mode. You know what I'm saying? With the flaps down on the side, on the wings. Yeah. Like I love the way that freaking look like a hovercraft almost like landing. Yeah. And that, look at that Galvatron. Like that, she looks like a fucking beast. You know, like that. It just looks great. You know, I mean, I love the aesthetic. I like the anime look to it. And again, G1-esque, but not, you know, simple, you know, design.
It's not replicating it.
Yeah, exactly. They're just kind of going their own way with it. And I appreciate that. And when you handle those figures, you could feel the love that goes into them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're really well-made figures. And the price point that you're getting those figures at, too, has been pretty amazing so far, in my opinion.
Oh, there's the... Yeah, it's like I said, I picked up the three. I missed out on the... what was that? Black Power Master Prime that they came out with. Because that's going for a freaking pretty penny now.
Oh, for real? Yeah, see, I'm glad I grabbed that. And I know the Striker Noir is kind of sold out everywhere. Like, all the pieces are kind of selling out, like, here and there. So
it's definitely, I feel like it's growing a fan base, and I'm on board. And mm-hmm. I think I'm definitely going to pick up these three characters as well.
Okay. Did you missed out on that one? But did you get the rest of them? You got the Striker Manis.
Yeah, I got the Striker Manis, the Megatron, and the Striker Noir. Okay. But they did the Power Master Prime, I guess, the Black and the regular Prime, and I have I'm going to pick up the Prime, but I really wanted the Black version because I think it calls more to me in regards to the aesthetics that they have.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it looks different than what the Prime is, the regular Prime one is. So
yeah, and just the all black color scheme, there is something to say about that. I mean, Prime is classic, but it's the clash of the colors. You got the red and the blue, and there's just something about like just having the figure being all black and then with the hints of teal.
I like that they're doing the Nemesis Jetfire first and giving us that taste.
Oh, are they?
Yeah,
they're putting out like a black version.
I think that's what this is.
Yeah, that's the Nemesis Jetfire.
And I think so. I might go this one instead of getting the other one.
Yeah, because the white. I think the white, or unless they're just throwing it all up and saying, Jetfire, Skyfire is not white. He's black.
I mean, I've always been a big Jetfire fan. I mean, he transforms. I mean, I say this a lot, but he transforms into something. I mean, there's a payoff when you transform him to a fucking jet, man. Fucking, it's awesome. Yep.
Yeah, big giant plane. A black and red color scheme would look good too on that figure.
Looks like they're holding back out on us with his alt mode. So I'm kind of curious to see what this is going to be.
Mm-hmm. So that's probably the figure that's maybe like the furthest away, you know. And then the reaction line, that brainstorm. It's fine, you know what I'm saying? But their stuff is, as far as the masterpiece, is hit or miss. You know, like I think the Jazz looks good, but then, you know, sometimes I feel like the other pieces they put out don't really fit.
I feel like that, like the brainstorm is warranted. Like they had to do it. You know, it's like we need to get, you know, they needed to do that figure because, you know, that line, that
they put the other, other Autobots out. Yeah, so
exactly.
They need to finish up. Yeah, I agree.
It was no surprise to me when I saw that figure. I was like, okay, thank God for doing it.
Was anything else catch your eye? Like some upgrades for Volcanicus here?
Let me see that. I don't know if I wasn't paying too much attention on the upgrade stuff, but
just non-F. They just make extra weapons. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
They should just come out with a bat just to fucking beat that thing to death and crash.
No, Dave. No. Show Chug some love.
No, it's not the Chug. It's that figure. So. Ugly as fuck.
You know, but the way, like, yeah, the stock version of that combiner looks like shit. I agree with you. Yeah. But the upgrade kit that Transform Dreamwave is putting out for that Volcanicus looks fucking amazing. Then it makes that combiner look amazing, regardless if you feel they should combine.
The Dinobots never combined.
Well, they do now. They do now. It's official. There was other stuff. I mean, Maz Toys, the crowdfunded stuff that they had on display, that all looks good. You know, the Mayhem Mechanics, I went all in on those Unrustables. So some of the stuff that they showed was interesting to see, like especially the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle versions.
That was pretty cool. Like, yeah. You know, I think certain things like that are going to be successful for them because they're tying it to another like genre.
Yeah. Look, the sewer barons. There you go.
I mean, if they're cheap enough, they're cool for me. Like, you know, if they're cheap enough, I'd pick them up too, just for the fun.
But that, like, what do you guys think? Like, if they issue these turtles out, should they be at a lower price point? Because if somebody's going to buy like one of those, they're going to buy all four of them. So they got to be at a lower price point because you're going to pick up all four turtles. You know what I'm saying? Or they might sell it as a pack. I don't know.
I'd feel like they'd probably charge a little bit more because I'd feel like that would probably be an exclusive item. And then the regular version, whatever color is more widespread. So, yeah. So, I mean, as they seem to make these things readily available.
Cool. You know? What's that thing?
Jose, are you balls deep on all this?
See, now I'm like I said, I liked the reveals, but I'm gonna have to see more before I decide if I'm gonna go all in. Like I'm open to getting kind of like one of each, but the principle behind these things is that it's a gang, and you know, so it kind of makes you want to army build them. And when the figures are $100 a pop, I mean, like I said, I went all in on the bikes because I thought those designs were really, really striking. These follow-ups, they look good, but to me, not the way the bikes looked, the way the bikes grabbed me as being something like original and just the quirkiness of it. Like there's just something about those bikes that look awesome to me. Like, you know, and some of these designs, they look cool, but not as cool.
So she's talented.
See that?
Yeah.
But Valkyries, but yeah, but it, I mean, I love the a line. I love that it's just something. It's original, but still speaking to something that we love as far as transforming robots and stuff like that. Again, to me, it doesn't have to be tied to G1. It doesn't have to be tied to any other Transformers franchise that we've gotten. You know, like they could do original ideas, and to me, if the bots look cool, I'll be in. You know, just like the way I went in on those Astro bots, because I just thought the bots looked cool.
I was just going to bring those up. Yeah, you know, they seem dumb. Supposed to really like them.
What's up, my dad would say that she's healthy.
She's healthy. Yeah, she's very. she's been drinking her vitamin. You know, she's
drinking her Energon.
I'll never forget. I was watching the Super Bowl with my dad, and Jewel sang the national anthem. He's like, that's a healthy girl right there. Like, yeah.
See, your dad got the same skill I do. He knows how to talk. That's what I would say around my wife. I'm like, oh, she'd float in the water if we ever got lost. Wow. Lost at sea. Grab onto one of those.
So, Jose, to kind of segue from something that you said, if I can find it, you had mentioned, you know, not having the actual fiction and all that other stuff, and
I know, rambling till I find it.
What you're talking about? The Unrustables, the new thing.
No, the nature.
I was just gonna bring that up next because I was gonna ask you guys what you thought of this because, you know, it looks like it kind of looks like a play on the Huff that they've already put out, but again, original ideas based off kind of like other characters.
I'm all for it, dude. I'm all for it.
Yeah. See, so I'm but now to me, like, okay, I'm looking at that, and there's something about like that backpack, like, you know, kind of like the way the Huff has the cab of the truck kind of just sitting on the back. That doesn't look great to me. So I'm all for like the original idea, but I'm not sure if I'm in on this figure, like in particular.
So I agree. you're looking to them to do a little bit more work in trying to make the aesthetic or some of the lazy transformation and fix it up, you know, make it clean.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call it like that because I don't know if it's lazy or not. You know, it's lazy. I wouldn't say it in like those words, but to me, aesthetically, the figures have to speak to me. Like they have to look cool to me. Like, you know, and to me, like, I like the idea and I like the kind of direction that they're going to go and putting out, you know, original bots. But to me, that looks okay, but it's not screaming like, man, I want that. I need that.
If it had boobies, Jose, would it be okay?
Possibly. very possible.
So, yeah, I am extremely excited about this. I kind of wish it was a little more refined from a masterpiece perspective. But I mean, like you said, like, yeah, this guy in particular, his design with that backpack, you know, who knows what's going to be like. But, dude, it's basically extra Transformers. I think it's cool. You know,
you could just come up with, if you have imagination, you know, come up with their own, you know, the own backstory. They could be in that universe. They're just other robots. We haven't seen them, you know,
like in the IDW world, you know, you had the Nails, you know, the characters that weren't anybody you knew, essentially. There's shit going on Cybertron we don't know about, you know, there's motherfuckers doing shit. This could be one of them motherfuckers doing shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I dig it. I feel like it's the direction, you know, more companies should go, like, especially if the companies are successful, you know, with their releases based off the G1 or whatever other series, you know, that they're putting figures out, you know, but, you know, like if you're able to kind of do that, like what Make Toys is doing with the Cross Dimension, they're doing the safe stuff and, you know, the normal G1 masterpiece releases, but they're doing Cross Dimension also, which is like a side project.
Point, Jose, like, I think like that I'm with you, like, actually, you know, I like the idea of it. I don't think I really need that toy, that figure, you know, I'm not liking it enough to probably buy it, but, you know, I know that Batcube kind of mentioned that they're trying to, you know, attract more buyers, and it's supposed to be, I think, some type of a lower price point as part of it, but so don't quote me. I feel like that's what was discussed or, you know, read somewhere on
Facebook. That was one of the hints that they gave.
Yeah. See, so I'm kind of glad you brought that up because that will play a factor now, like in my decision. Like if you're telling me that they're gonna put out something original like this
and be offer $40.
Yeah, and offer it for $40, I'm in. Then I'll support.
Well, I was just gonna say the one thing the X Transbots, you know, first Stunticon, right? The crack up. And let's take the $40 price point away because they're trying to be first to market with the designs and all that whole drama. Mm-hmm. Their other robots are $60. And if you can get that quality of a toy for $60 and everything doesn't have to cost $100 and, Bad Cube follows suit with this, I think it will certainly change where people spend their money. And to your point, Brian, that they'll have just enjoy building a collection with stuff that's not going to break the bank every single time at $200, for a dinosaur. Yeah. Robot. Yeah.
Like, for instance, that Generation Toys Sarge, the
370Z,
the Defensor guy. Streetwise. Yeah. Like, I bought it and then immediately sold it only because I knew it had some QC issues. So I never even took it out of the box. But like that, dude, I would. He scaled with MP. He was a modern car accurate design and transform into a robot that didn't look like another robot. That was I might jump in on that later on,
And to bring up, just like you said, these figures don't have to cost $100. I mean, I'm much more willing and open to trying out an original product, an original character, at a $40 or even $60 price point as opposed to like a $100 price point where
say like 50, like a liter plastic cost.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm more than willing to go in on something like that to check it out, especially if the quality is gonna be, on par with like what XTB did with this crack up, putting it out for $40. And that's definitely like a figure that I don't see anybody batting an eye paying $80 for. It's that type of quality. If the rest of those keep up, then great. And then if Bad Cube does a figure like this, which is original, and they want to, kind of entice people and offer it at a better price point, I would definitely go in at a $50, $40, $50, even $60. I probably would be like my limit on something like this, considering that I'm not all in on the aesthetic, but I'd be willing to try it out and to hope that the line is successful so they do more things like this.
You know what? I applaud them. They're trying it. They're making it or breaking it. They're trying things. They're not doing like a fans project, just dying off. I think they're trying new things to see whether it works. And I applaud them for it. Yeah.
Well, let me hear you clap if you're going to fucking applaud them. There you go.
Dave, this is for you too. Sorry, audio listeners.
I'll just sound it out for them. It's a big fuck you, Dave.
One of the other things I want to mention here, too, is you can tell by the size that this will obviously be able to fit Prime's trailer on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Fans Project, they did announce a couple things. We know they're kind of dead, and the things that they did announce might not be getting people, too excited, but they are going to finish out their Function X line, it seems, which is kind of cool.
Ape face,
yeah,
with ape face,
yeah.
It looks good. But like, with what I'm seeing here, is like, when is this coming out? Is it like, it's definitely not this year. So
you still have those, Dom? The original ones?
Oh yeah.
Oh shit!
All of them.
I'll applaud the people that are still actually like loyal to the line and holding out.
I've been in the beginning, and Fans Projects just has a place in my heart, dude. It's just it. I would love to just give them up, but like that recolor of the Grimlock that they're doing.
Yeah.
I know it's a repaint, but it just looks cool to me. And
I don't have a pick of it, but they're doing a roller too.
So you're one of the six people that are gonna buy that thing.
Yeah.
Yes, Dave. I'm probably going to be one of
I can't believe I know somebody it. That's going to buy that. Wow.
But they're making.
And you call him friend. Oh my God.
They're making a roller as well, which is part of their core bot line.
Core bots. Wait,
there's something that we haven't seen that I haven't seen on any of the slides that you showed, but MMC's doing a roller too.
I was just about to get to that too.
All right, cool.
So Fans Project's making one, and I kind of want it just because I want that yellow Corbot.
Mm-hmm.
but
and it's the complete it's the completeness in me too, Dave. It's like, yeah, you know, it's like when you're in that core bot line, you want all those little core bots.
When France Project goes out of business, I'm gonna make sure I buy the company out for pennies on a dollar and come out with a bunch of bullshit so you can completionist and finish it.
I'll make all my money
with people like you.
And I'll be your only revenue stream. Good luck.
You got it?
Yeah, this is the MMC roller.
Because it's based off of their Tarn.
Okay, haters. Fans Toys repaint. Fan Project repaint. But MMC does the same shit, dude.
Yeah, they do, but it looks better.
I'm not shitting on them. I mean, that the Thunderclash, I mean, I think the colors on that look amazing. I feel like they did enough to make it look different than the Tarn. And then, I mean, the feet look similar on this roller like that they're doing. But the colors and the slight remolding, I think it does make a difference, you know?
Because I'm just saying, like, there is people that are kind of getting disturbed that they're not doing what they've done in the past and make unique molds these particular characters that they're compromising and repainting and just doing a little bit surface job on, you know, getting these other characters out and reusing molds and just coloring them and all.
How many
just
fucking Calidus do we have? Eight now? How many? Yeah,
I think it's smart on a business perspective, but like at the end of the day, it does upset some customers.
Yeah, for certain characters that I feel like you haven't seen too much of, like Roller is not a character that I could recall seeing many times in the comics. So, you know, if they're able to kind of get away with some slight tweaks of the mold for a character like that, that's not pivotal, I guess, in my eyes, then fine. A character like Cyclonus or, you know, should not be sharing the same mold as a character like Lockdown or something like that. So that
and you might be touching a good point there, Jose. Like, you know, they might want to utilize that on not so popular characters or exclusives to push out those repaints and try to get a little bit more money out of them.
Mm-hmm. And Brian, can you bring up that alt mode pick again? See, because like now to me, like I'm looking at that and I'm like, man, so in the alt mode, that doesn't, you know, it looks different enough from the Tarn and even from the Thunderclash to me.
It's not hateful.
Like it's not hateful that they're using the same base mold.
And with me being a Prime fan, when I first saw Roller in the comic, I was like, what? Roller's a guy? He's a dude. He's awesome. Mm-hmm. That was sweet. So I'm excited to get this.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm actually going to buy this character twice, though, because I really want that Fans Project yellow core bot. I got all the other colors. I want that one, too.
Well, again, you know, it is the same character, but it's not the same toy, so you could have the fun with each, you know, because there are differences and stuff like that. You know?
I do have Roadbuster twice, so.
True.
Ooh, you know. NJCC's coming up. Shout out to Roadbuster. Going on the table.
What, Fans Project Roadbuster?
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. That's a hard one to let go of, man.
Yeah. I was glad to see that, you know, it looks like Hoodlum is gonna be coming out, you know, the Fans Toys Hot Rod, because, you know, with the Takar version released, that was something we didn't think we were gonna see. Of course the rest of the Stunticons from X Transbots, I'm in on that line. From KFC, I thought it was interesting that they're gonna be putting out the Dreadwind and Darkwing. You know, especially because of the combiner aspect of the jet modes for those two. Like, I think that might be interesting for people that are fans of the original Power Masters. And you know what? I know it's probably not going to be the most popular, but I was kind of digging that Toy World is kind of doing, you know, upgrades for the Combiner War stuff. Like, for the people that are still into Chugs, you know, it's kind of like throwing them a bone, you know? And, you know, and those look really good, you know, compared to what we got from the Hasbro versions. You know, I feel like the combiners, you know, I'm not a big fan of the feet. I feel like the feet should look, you know, be a little bit bigger. But as far as like the core body of the combiner, I think they definitely look better than what we got with the Hasbro.
Yeah, you can put the Perfect Effect feet on there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you just mix and match the kits. To me, it's just another option, and I think that's really cool for the people that are still into that and collect those lines. You know, like I said, it's like throwing them a bone. You know, the MMC stuff that was discussed, of course, just to kind of wrap up my picks. I'm not sure if I'm going to be getting anything in particular, but I think it was nice to see them doing the Deathsaurus and you know, some of the other characters, the Guzzle, the Diatlas, and of course their version of the Combaticons. Like, just seeing the stop motion and the video that they had showing how they kind of combine and seeing how it all works and it's all incorporated within the bot modes themselves. Like, I think that's an amazing feat. So I'm interested to see how that turns out in the end.
Yeah, those MMC Combaticons, I know they were getting some hate in the beginning, but these things are really looking good.
I think some of the current offerings disappointed a lot of people, like the unique toys ones, and you know, just kind of the. So I think having another option was appealing to a lot of people.
It's so tempting just to pull back and wait because it's just so much going on with these.
But what's the fun in that?
I know, and it's like,
right. I'm just saying, like, it's true. It's like
I already bid on the X Transbots breakdown. It was a good value, so I bought it. I thought there was nothing that's going to hurt me doing that. But like, it's just, I don't know. I've been in this game so long. I've been hurt so many times in regards to jumping in first. And
write a fucking song, why don't you?
My heart.
It's the wrong podcast, Dom.
Dom's Swift over here.
He's tearing up your heart when you're with them. When you're apart, you
and
feel
that mold has
feel
been
it.
Broken.
What's that? What's this thing?
This is Maz Toys Pipes, I think.
Maz Toys. Yeah, see, so Pipes, and they're not a character that I'm really like, hey, I need a Pipes. You know, that's an easy pass.
Cool.
You know, but if we're getting.
Brian, talking about knee pads.
Yeah. The box art's going to be killer, I heard.
No more, no new human companions, though. We're showing for anyone.
Yeah.
Brian,
you were doing like a lot of the screen share. Were you able to give your opinions on some of the stuff?
Well, basically, that cross dimension Skyfire and that Huffer, the bad cube, natures or whatever. I just wanted to make sure we covered those because those to me were pretty, very interesting. And of course, the all the legends talk. I'm all in on. Someday, I'll just do all legends and dump everything else.
One day.
It's kind of hard though. You got Iron Factory who's killing it with stylized design, and now you've got like three companies doing G1 design. So,
yeah,
it's kind of hard if you want to hurry up and complete it, or
and they sell out. Yeah. Like there's some if you want to go back and grab a couple old ones, they're hard to get.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing though, this TFCon did for me. It did kind of like sparked my interest in robots a little bit more. So I'm looking forward to a lot of things now that I probably wasn't before.
As a tear runs down at Hot Toys. Don't leave me.
I think from January to fucking the end of June is like. Everything else, and then fucking from and July on, it's Transformers. That's it.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, Dave, I'll agree with you. I've mentioned on past shows how I kind of like the new trend that we've kind of been seeing, where you kind of see pictures of a product coming out, and then it kind of comes out within the next couple of months, you know, as opposed to seeing something like a year ahead. But like events like this, where you could kind of get that sneak peek and you get like just a literal bomb of information at once. Like there's something to be said for that. And it does cause excitement. Like when you could, you know what's coming down in the pipeline, even if you don't necessarily know actually when it's coming out. So, you know, shows like this are a little bit different. You know, if it was like the constant barrage, like it was before that you just kind of drop something and it's not coming out for a year and, you know, not so happy. But with an event like this, I think it's warranted and it's cool. It makes it feel more special, I guess, in a way, in my opinion. Yeah. So, all right, good stuff. I guess we could start wrapping this up. And of course, we always continue unbroadcasted. So we're going to be putting the link out in the Realm of Collectors Facebook group. Look out for that. Everybody is welcome. So before we start heading out, let's just run it down the line, get some where you at, and most likely we'll still be discussing TFCon in the chat. So hop in, guys, when you get a chance. Brian Brink, I'll start with you.
Yeah, as always, find me at Brian Brink in the Facebook groups, at Brinkalizer on Instagram, which I need to get off my ass and post at least my 27th picture or something like that. And, you know, here on Tuesday nights, Bring the Mold. Monday, ETR. And Saturday, Plastic Fanatics is back.
We're back. Baby. Yeah, that was fun. So,
yeah, tune in there good. To the last episode if you want even more talk about TFCon toys and reveals.
Yep. All right, Big Dom.
You can find me on the Facebook groups at Dominic Grasso and here Tuesday nights with Dave and the rest of the fellas. But
that's Dave. Right, bitch, with Dave. You got to make sure you say with Dave. Right. By the way, listeners, you're not going to see Dom for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here for 2 weeks.
Early happy birthday today.
Oh, right. thank you. Right.
Dom's birthday's this weekend.
I'm the big. I'm big 4-0, guys. Big 4-0, midlife crisis. Oh,
really? That's. I thought you were a lot older than that.
No, I'm.
That's a milestone, man. Look and shit. Oh, that's awesome. And yeah, so enjoy vacation, Dom. Stay safe.
We'll see you when
you get back, man.
And I'll make sure I'll bring a polar bear or a grizzly bear for you, Dave.
Oh, thank you. Small one.
No, the fucking real thing to bite your ass.
All right, Energon Addict.
And then John Act on Instagram, David Colon on the Facebook groups here on Tuesdays. And thanks for listening, watching, whatever. Same shit.
Both. Mm-hmm. All right, G Money.
Yeah, Gary Allen in the Facebook groups. I'm here on Tuesdays. I did want to mention that we missed JD tonight. He was not feeling so great. So hopefully he'll be back with us talking things up next week on Tuesday.
Yeah, JD, feel better. You need meathead.
The king of all meat bags is not feeling well, unfortunately. Yes. All right, feel better. As for myself, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, and the PlayStation Network, all at Harrick and BX here with these fine gentlemen every single Tuesday night. And I have a podcast called Verbally Challenged with Harrick and BX that you can find on all audio platforms. Please check that out. Last episode had the Rockfather himself, Dust Mites, and Frogman 78. Great discussion on Ant-Man and the Wasp and old school 80s stuff that we were reminiscing on. It was really, really good. Please, before we head out, remember to check us out. We have a website, realmofcollectors.com. We're on Facebook as a group, Realm of Collectors, and we're on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. Breaking the Mold is a proud part of the Cool Table Network, so please pull up a chair. It's a network hub for like-minded podcasts, including Enter the Realm, Plastic Fanatics, Shattercast Uncut, Toy Detox, Nerd Rage Radio, Beer and Bolts is 40K, Stasis Lock, 8 weeks building up to it, and Fresh Communication. You can find a Cool Table on Facebook along with links to all these other great podcasts. That's going to be the show for tonight, guys. Thank you for everybody watching and listening. We are the ROC. We're not going anywhere, so get to know us, okay? ROC Hangout continues next. Look out for the link in the Facebook groups, and we'll see you guys next week. Peace out. Later.
Oh, peace. Peace.
Have a great week, everyone.
Fuck you, Dave.
Yeah, fuck you, Tom.